Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, and welcome back to Champion's Mind, 5-Min Sports Focus. We're diving into something really important today, building emotional resilience. You know that feeling when life throws you a curveball? Maybe you struck out in a big game, missed a promotion at work, or just had one of those days when nothing seems to go right. Well, guess what? Everyone experiences setbacks. It's part of the human experience. But how we bounce back, how we handle those tough moments, that's what separates the champions from the rest. Today, we're breaking down 5 key takeaways to help you build your emotional resilience and become a master at navigating life's inevitable challenges. Buckle up, because this is going to be good. First off, acknowledge your emotions. Don't try to bottle them up or pretend they aren't there. It's okay to feel frustrated, disappointed, or even angry. Suppressing those feelings just makes things worse in the long run. Instead, take a moment to breathe, reflect on what you're feeling, and name it. Saying out loud, "Hey, I'm feeling pretty bummed right now," can be surprisingly powerful. Second, reframe your perspective. This one is huge. When you face the setback, don't automatically jump to the worst-case scenario. Ask yourself, what's the lesson here? Or how can I use this experience to grow? Remember that every obstacle is an opportunity for learning and development. Think of it like this: as tough times are actually shaping you into a stronger, more resilient person. Third, practice self-care. We're not talking about bubble baths and face masks, though those are nice. Self-care is about prioritizing your physical and mental well-being. Get enough sleep, eat nutritious food, exercise regularly, and engage in activities that bring you joy. When you take care of yourself, you build a solid foundation for dealing with stress and adversity. Fourth, cultivate a positive mindset. This doesn't mean ignoring the negative or pretending everything is perfect. It's about focusing on the good, practicing gratitude, and believing in your ability to overcome challenges. Surround yourself with positive people who support and inspire you, and don't be afraid to celebrate your wins, big or small. Finally, remember that it's okay to ask for help. You don't have to go through this alone. Reach out to a trusted friend, family member, mentor, or therapist if you need support. Sharing your struggles can lighten the load and provide valuable insights. Ever feel like you're drowning in a sea of stress? Maybe work deadlines are piling up, relationships are taking a toll, or you just have that constant feeling of being overwhelmed. Well, picture this. You're training for a big marathon. The miles are long, the weather can be brutal, and there are days when your body screams for you to quit. But champions don't give up. They keep pushing, they adapt, and they find ways to overcome those physical and mental barriers. So how does this relate to everyday life? Think about that last time you faced a major challenge. Maybe you had to deliver a big presentation at work, navigate a difficult conversation with a loved one, or deal with a personal loss. Remember those moments when you felt like giving up? But then something inside you kicked in. Maybe it was your determination, your sense of responsibility, or simply the knowledge that you couldn't let this define you. You dug deep, found your strength, and kept moving forward. That, my friends, is emotional resilience in action. You've got this. Remember, building emotional resilience is a journey, not a destination. There will be ups and downs, but by focusing on these 5 key takeaways, acknowledging your emotions, reframing your perspective, practicing self-care, cultivating a positive mindset, and asking for help when you need it, you can become more resilient, more adaptable, and better equipped to handle life's inevitable curveballs. So go out there, face those challenges head-on, and remember, you are stronger than you think. And hey, if this episode resonated with you, do me a favor, share it with someone who could benefit from hearing these words. Let's spread the message of resilience together. Catch you in the next episode, where we'll be exploring another essential aspect of a champion's mind. Until then, keep pushing those limits and remember, you are capable of amazing things.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.